Sio i dida lag siwchleg, dida li go hygi, go hws di deli sganigi. Na gyrwys yno i deli eli te, dis go teil de hon, i sada stoti, da lag canega, ale da lag dynoica, yw gyr wachli. O si i can i dida na deg. Ca gael calan o di dedo, yw hwyd o si ni dida nad. No no o gynlla, yw daw dista, yw go hydan dysga, no go gei, The ghost of Nandi, last is the lean of the water, you get tedious. Dandy, huh? Good old dear, so you go. Then I got tea, good day, clear stock, are you going to? Go here, you know, skin undone, and the horn. Use you go her organ. Don't know, dear, can you send me the last day? Could I use an organ, your turd then? Tati. Hehehe. Big, you should get dog, Arthur. Not then, ask you used. You tell you her dog, huh? Should they tear you down? Sont kreti no go gei ge se to ka u do hi ka yo de di no hi lu do ka ha se no go hi ge li li le ka gli ti ga sti ni ge no ge se di se to do ta ne an ta la ge li no do so ti de du ni a ge se wa mi li ge ne sa gu ta ne ya ke ni ge da ke ni ge da ta hi su do ke ni ge da su do ga go sa gu hai no di ge lo sta te Til gud og galluk, så hun er sagt til nære, nærk hisk tån, hisk nærk tån, tån. Og nært til å lage etter, det lykke, ud til nære dårn eller, så hun er sagt til nære, nærk hisk tån, hisk ikke gærlig. Hello, my name is Dennis Sixkiller, and thank you once again for joining me today to listen to the Cherokee voices and Cherokee sounds that's being brought to by Cherokee Nation. I sure do appreciate all of you, wherever you're listening from. Well, we're supposed to have an early spring, right? Because the groundhog didn't see its shadow. But I wonder what groundhog would really say if we were to ask him. Nothing, right? Anyway, I guess we'd call it an old tradition. But it takes place every year, doesn't it? And before too long, well, just next month will be spring. Goodness gracious. How fast time's going by, huh? At this time, I want to give you the numbers to Cherokee Nation once again. First, as always, toll-free nationwide, 1-800-256-0671. My direct number is 918-453-5433. And the number to tribal headquarters here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma is 918-453-5000. On today's program, we're going to hear some more beautiful Cherokee songs sung by various people. And our Cherokee speaker today would be Henry Bertel, once again, of Porham, Oklahoma. And we will hear another Cherokee story, and I'll teach five more Cherokee words, and I'll tell a Cherokee Nation news. So please stay tuned. Kogan Sue, Ilus, to what do these like the Knogid? Ilus, can you have seen Hogid? Oda Tadas, the name. Ale, you wear sardan, to the wood. Gule soda, to the god, eh? Get the lucky one, you scarce la. At least it's Knogid last guy. I need to log in no head, that's yes, that's Austin. hiski gawna di gen hest o dag a day yon. Ale, ta la gaelli, di gen no adult, ta do di noz alani. Lesna, we di lo sae. And here are the first two songs for the program today. The first song will be sung by Durbin and Russell Feeling, along with DJ and Francis McCarter. And the second song is going to be sung by Ethel Grimmett. First song is Happy Day. Second song is Hymn Number 36. Nono, kohig idalantiska de kanogit gesa. Agaye, Durbin, alet onosnata, Russell Feeling, DJ Francis McCarter, huh, unligo, unnogit gesa est. Dudo ano, uwo duhi ego, dudo gesa est. Talinen ano, netna wed, negati edi geyu, dudo gesa est. Ske no, Ethel Grimmett, geha, unnogit gesa est.
Elohim, we should know Hale, Yahweh,
Etike yu hina kuti taleha Ulo sa itai sesti te kata Niya sesti no ti kata ke yu hi Kalala yu wotu Naniwe iho wa Juteli Oskani nehana nehana chosohi Uka weyohi elite digon Na wati sesti oni elogesa Sauku no nystiti sesti chisaka No neta naski te gati ni sesti Kalala yudu Nani wena Yehova Juteli Juteli Askani Nehana Nehana Chosohi
Now here is my good friend once again, Henry Bertel of Pahrump, Oklahoma, as he continues to talk about some things that he remembered, things that he did on his job and his travels and so forth. He has some really good stories to tell and a lot of good things to listen to. So now, once again, here is Henry Bertel of Pahrump, Oklahoma. No, no, we saw them do that. We saw them do that. God who is. I hear he says, "Can I have a glass of coffee?" I said, "Yes, good. du lærte en tyst, nu der en eller anden. Jeg dørte, du lærte der en eller anden. Jo er dårlig dårlig skist, der har lige sæs knøjelæske kohikker. Nå, I tager dårst, knøjelæske af.
Ja, når det er, kalder jeg navnet, der tænker jeg, har sådan dårlig en talakå. Ja,
Måske nok lade ind os i den. Det gør ikke deres godt, når du er næste forsøg. Kan du det der, nej? Nej. Har lægen igen, det er det, der er strønne lidt over.
Western Oklahoma, der var en næse. Se hen, der gør det ikke også, når jeg dager næste, og nej, jeg husker. Så det er til, at hun ikke går helt, skal gå til æste ud der, når hun er gået. Kan hun huske, der gør løft, der er nælder, så nu. Western Oklahoma. Kan gå helt, når der. I get it, you know, the numbers today, you know, after 1970 or 71, they give you a number.
Okay.
And if your number was low, you was going to get drafted. If your number was high, you don't have to worry, Jenta.
Okay.
My number was way up there.
Okay.
Excuse me.
The Selective Service System.
I guess I won't get drafted, Giosella, Daddy, you know. Tadesh wa uga awo sel. Dawsi yo, ya, tadesh wa uga uga, tadesh la kwa. Ya, none of my other kids, that's la, junior squat, there you go, high school. I'm dark squat, tadesh wa uga awo sel. No, my guy winners, that's tadesh wa.
Yeah. Who's tadesh wa?
Auto mechanics. Now, like digging that ghost, that's wa, I'm a certified welder. Business, and I guess. There was heavy equipment in 83, wasn't it? 80?
Yeah.
So that was that, 83 in engineering, yeah. Again, that was that, what I'm going to do, D60, Kalilogo, Kalso, the Neskesti, Kalso, the Kalogo, Hizzy. Same chick, retired with us, the Gakini. Can you come work on my house in these?
Okay.
Yeah. And now this summer, that you like a knotla, spiral. I want something deal.
Yeah.
Carpenter. Right now I'm retired. I seen carpenter working down
there.
Yeah. Yeah, so I get left there, sure don't. I once in Pakistan, and that one right there was heavy.
Yeah.
Excuse? You got done that, can't you? Lead man carpenter, can't you? Got a housing authority?
No, okay.
They got to know, huh? Gux day lease.
Yeah. You're not here to done that.
Was a team carpenter work in different place gate though.
Yeah.
Clay you get left side every day we get least this now. Yeah, Clay can't take a left on it. Chicago was there, huh? I had office work.
Yeah.
Huh, I wouldn't be outside. I'd rather be mowing grass, you know say.
Yeah. You got
to ask me to office job. You have to go away a little bit out there. Just give me something to think about and look at. Austin, you used to get concrete, you know, whatever. Now, like, Tali went to one house, so there you go with like a left on there, housing authority, yeah. And I assist this kid on a nigga. I mean, I go there, and I'm not scared. I said, it's good, and he's going to know again. And that is Giata, Lee Seven Star, he only.
Giata,
no, Belfont, eh, don't.
Wayne and Dioli.
Skida, used to do a little old say, I used to know, sell, I know. That you cost the old, you lost. Nana George Gans, go, Scanoli, there, no, what? Hey, guy, you listen, gay, the year, guy, or sly, he's a killer, clown, skin, turn like a dog. He does a little to hasty. Golly, who's quite there? Skin her like a horse, eh? The kind, Hannah, Jawalena, Hannah, them pole buildings that I don't see. That was in the hand. When did I start that? In 80? Remember, I started my own business, got tools from Cherokee Nation given to me. Trailer, pickup, I guess. 88?
Somewhere along in there.
88 level,
yeah,
in there.
Pole barn juice?
Mm-hmm. And it was 1999 or 2000. When was it I got sick? 2001 or 2000?
Yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh. Auckland, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're gonna know you need to find an easier job on that, you know. Cherokee Nation while you lift. Got on housing authority. And I didn't go, I don't feel like I wanna work for somebody, Joe. I did work for myself. That's not like a luck turn, I thought, oh, okay, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was good work, you know, the housing authority. 15 years. Yeah, I would too, yeah. Hit radio? They go learn. Hence, I like Austin one is gonna Uji Wallis. They go learn. No, let na Amajin Uji. Ask it. I want to do no let. So, Utahista de Legan Ella Zeke Manon. Hopper. He's the only one that speaks to you. You're the Gandishna Highway. Talene at least left hand during that squash a good deal. Talene join like a Donnell trailer has used a Donnell and like a nail. Hopper
James Lossie.
From Eastern Band.
Yeah, they was down there last summer, weren't they? Down there, Not like a nail, it's not all. He must be 80, 90, or what old is he?
I don't know.
Don't tell to him stuff. No, yeah. He don't even look that old to me.
She read Matthew 25 by the 10 virgins. Here are two more songs. These songs were sung by the Drywater family. First song is Surely I Will, Lord. And the second song is I Walk in the New Jerusalem Way. Nona, a new dry water sees on Elan. Tolega to Nogiti Tadosti. A guy, Galala de Dorsa, go you he, to dog assessed. Talinano, you say, Jerusalem, Gai, to Doggy, says they.
Uli Halisti,
Uli Halisti,
Igadonitali,
Igadonitali,
Kohisunalei,
Kohisunalei.
Galaladi Josa,
Galaladi Josa,
you
can we you he,
Eddie
Lanquadaiku,
Nigo Ilai,
Nigo Ilai,
Alaladi
Josa, Alaladi
Josa. Galaladi Josa,
Galaladi Josa,
who can we you he?
Who can we you
he? Eddie Lanquadaiku,
Eddie Lanquadaiku,
Nigo Hilai,
Nigo Hilai,
Galaladi Josa,
Galaladi Josa.
Galaladi Josa,
Galaladi Josa,
you can we you he,
you can we you
It's time for Turkey Nation News. First of all, our Turkey Speakers Meeting will be this month, February 13th, which is just around the corner, this coming Thursday. So if you haven't been in a while, please come back and join us. And if you've never been, we will be glad to see you if you come and join us. We begin at 12:30 p.m. And this month, it won't be behind the restaurant Turkeys as we have been meeting there. It's going to be at 412 West Seneca Street in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Again, that's 412 West Seneca Street in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. So come out and join us if you can. I know we're going to have a great time there. If you haven't been in a while, come on back. We sure miss seeing you. Again, that's February 13th at the D.D. Edgerson, 412 West Seneca Street for a Turkey Speakers Meeting for this month. And then secondly, the All Turkey Thing for this month will be on the 21st, and it will be held at the Twin Oaks Baptist Church in Twin Oaks, Oklahoma, just a few miles north of Tahlequah. And they begin at 7 p.m., end at 9 p.m. If you sing turkey songs, they'll allow you to sing them, and they'll be glad to see you there. So if you can make it out there to the Twin Oaks Baptist Church this month, they begin at 7 p.m., end at 9, 2 hours of good turkey songs. If you sing turkey songs, they will gladly allow you to sing your songs. So like yesterday, the Gnosis thought, Log, a gay guesser, Þetta lag var því unísk. Þetta var það slóasko. Og hann til lykja. Hér til kál. Þessna til að gæla því að státti án tíla. Ég gæla sæst. Hér til kál ná. Ná. Didi Edison. Þið ná stjórlísku nánæla til náttin að gæla sæst. 412 West Seneca í dag. Og hann til lykja í. Það sé hann að hér hlánu sæst tala drosko. Það jóð til lena. Það líka sæst. Ég sko tala dæla í. Og til í heli í gæðdál, góðið gæðið dálík, ég heið dálæg, ég það slóðu neðan hann ekki. Sýfum hér til kál, til að góð til unísk, til þá að þeir dálha, að það lykja, þá gæðu sín ekki að sæst. Ná kynna ég, Didi Edison, þú náfti, hann ekki að sæst í 412 West Seneca Street, að það lykja. Líka sæst, nígáð í þeir dálæg, að vant ást, þá þeir dálí sæg. Það er einnig að það gæsa, það lagi hann, það er einhver gíska sína djú dál. Hitt er kál, það er sáu hinn að gæsa eist. Tvun og til návast í nátti, það lagi hann að það er einhver gísi. Gáð sko gann eins og sá dýl, sá nælug og hýð, það er útlóð vart að gíu ennæð, ég gó hýð, það er það það lagi það kná gíð, það er einhver gíska vann. Að leikna þenni, ég voga hýð það hýð, það er hýli, ég þeir dóla. Þið er lagin til kannogíð, til nógískík, ég get að skóta ás. Þið er nógísti, ég þið er líni. Sýfu, ég þið kál, tótt hvað sáu hérna. Þið lagi hann, þú danni nógís. Tvun og til návast í nátti, gott hvogan að einskóð sæðiðli. Líka sæst, hvað dóla, gæði að kústani hann, til lagi hann, þá nógískæði. Now these next two songs were sung at the Dry Creek Singing. And I'm not sure who sang these songs, but it sure sounds like Jim and Eli Sacrici. And the first song is Introduction to Public Worship. And the second song, I don't know the title of, but I do know you're going to enjoy it. No, no, talaga te kanogit te do ta daste. Hino u hioda, tu inogit ke seste. Timele Eli Sacrici, kele tu inogit hio. Agaye, you hoa to go you hi, tu do ke seste. Asena talina ta you want tu do aye. I said I want to do look to me say no to dusty.
Thank you.
time for Turkey Words. But before I give you the words, I'll go over our Turkey vowels. We have six vowels in our language. We have the A, E, I, O, U, and V. And here are the sounds. A, E, E, O, U, E. Word number one for today is the word hands. And it's spelled like this phonetically. T-S-U-N-O-Y-E-N-I. Again, word number one for today is the word hands. It's spelled like this. T-S-U-N-O-Y-E-N-I. Word number two is the word handsome. And it's spelled like this. U-L-I-L-O. H-I. Again, word number two is the word handsome. It's spelled like this. U-L-I-L-O-H-I. Word number three is the word handwriting. It's spelled like this, G-O-H-W-E-L-A-N-V-H-I. Again, word number three is the word handwriting. It's spelled like this, G-O H-W-E-L-A-N-V-H-I. One of four is the word handy. And it's spelled like this. A-H-I-D-V. Again, one of four is the word handy. It's spelled like this, A-H-I-D-V. Word number five is the word hang. It's spelled like this, G-A-D-V-D-I. Again, word number five is the word hang. And it's spelled like this, G-A-D-V-D-I. And now I'll pronounce these words. Word number one is the word hands. And this is like you're referring to someone else's hands, as in their hands, two or more people. And it's pronounced like this, to no. Yan-ni, to no yan-ni, to no yan-ni. Number two is the word handsome. And it's pronounced like this. U-li-lo-hi, u-li-lo-hi, u-li-lo-hi. Number three is the word handwriting. And it's pronounced like this. Go-hui-long. N-hi, go-hui-long, n-hi, go-hui-long, n-hi. Number four is the word handy. It's pronounced like this. A-hi-da, a-hi-da, a-hi-da. Number five is the word hang. And this word is referring to hang something that's flexible, like a cloth or a piece of paper, a rope, string, and so forth. And it's pronounced like this. Ga-de-di. Ga-da-di. And I'll pronounce these words one more time. Number one is the word hands, as in their hands. Two more people. Tsunoyani. Number two, handsome. Ulilohi. Number three, handwriting. Gohuelanahi. Number four, handy. Ahida. Number five, hang. To hang something that's flexible. Gadadi. So there you have five words to practice with this coming week. And I don't think these words are that difficult. If you're beginning, they might be a little tough, but I don't think you can handle them. Well, as a matter of fact, I know you can. So until next week, keep on practicing. Now here are two more songs sung by the Cherokee Adult Choir. First song is Just Over in Glory Land. The second song is Victory in Jesus. Nohno, anit lak tun tan undak talaga tun hagi di ta daste. Gaye uwa du hiyu genani du doge seste. Taline na jisai gadase kogi este. Du doge seste.
Di don le mesi di genasai uwa du hiyu. So way I who would do me again on me.
Who he is, who would you?
And now here's a story told by Robert Lewis, and he calls this the Valentine story. And I know you're going to enjoy it. And Robert does an excellent job in telling these stories. I sure like to listen to them. But this one is referring to this time of the year. We know that Valentine's Day is just right around the corner. It's coming up pretty quick. And I know you're going to enjoy this story. Now let's listen to the Valentine's story told by Robert Lewis. Knowing Robert Lewis is what? Canol Haitlusk. Cohegan, the Canol Haitlusk. A dog gate ego. Canol Haiti. Guess este. Oh, it's a third astost. Canol Haiskan else in us. You know, I heard him. To the Canol Haitly. No, he third asti. Okay, Robert, got any more stories?
Yeah, well. Right now we're doing this close to Valentine's Day, so here's going to be the Valentine story.
Okay, tell us.
It's for all those young lovers out there, and all those old lovers too. If you're not in love, you need to find somebody. So that's what I used to tell my students, because we'd have programs and this and that, and sometimes we had a cooking. We did a Native American, because I had to teach Native American arts and crafts class at Northeastern. And one of the things is Native foods. And I said, okay, get some food. He says, all right. I said, bring your friends. I said, you don't have a significant other. He says, I don't have one. Go find one. This is your pickup line. I said, I got this class. I got Native American food. My professor says I need to ask a date. So it never worked. Nobody ever brought it.
Didn't work.
Didn't work for any of them. So, but
I don't know.
Maybe this story will work.
Okay.
All right. A long time ago, there was this village in this town, and there was this beautiful girl. And she was so lovely and so gorgeous that all the men were walking around trying to get her attention. But she was picky. She didn't want to go out with just anybody. She wanted to make sure they could take care of her, especially her mom and her dad. They want to make sure, oh, you got all these looks. All these men are walking around you trying to get your attention, all right? Mm-hmm. But you make sure they take care of you. She says, looks don't last forever. And the girl was picky. And she was sitting there and she was wanting to. She always found something wrong with somebody. They'd bring her something, and she'd go, no, that's too small, or no, I don't like that, or you don't have long arms, or your hair's not long enough, or you smell, or something. She'd always come up with something with those guys, and they were all kind of heartbroken. There was one guy who was trying his hardest. He wasn't the best-looking guy out there, but he kept trying, and he knew he wasn't. He'd go walking out there, and he'd try to trap and catch things, but something would always happen. Catch a fish, and he'd go and try to drag the fish out, and big snake would take it away from him. He'd go out there in the woods, he'd try to hunt, he'd just get up on his big old deer, and turkeys walk in front of him. He'd change his mind and chase the turkeys. But he could never catch anything big enough. He'd bring out medium-sized turkeys, smaller deer. He couldn't even catch a bear. The bear scared him. But he was sitting there, and he was trying so hard. And the woman says, I'm sorry, I don't think you can do this. I don't think you can be my husband. Because he'd brought this huge squirrel. Said, look at the squirrel I brought you. And she's like, no, sorry. And so he's finally so heartbroken, he's just setting off in the distance, off from the village, heartbroken, pitiful. I'm sure some men, some moms and dads have seen that heartbroken boy. Pitiful. Look at him. Just pitiful out there. And so he's sitting out there. And he's moaning, and he comes up with an idea. Says, I know there's medicine men out here. Maybe they got some love potion, some medicine that will work for me. So he starts to go to the medicine people, and he's telling him his problem. And so one medicine man, older man in the village, says, I got just a potion for you. It'll work. He brought me my gorgeous wife. He'll get this girl for you. And so the young man says, okay, let's try it. So the medicine man goes and does his work, and he comes back and says, here. Put this around your neck, and he says, it smells. He says, I know it smells, but bring her to you. Puts it around his neck, and he wears it like a necklace. He says, oh, I can barely stand the smell. He says, don't worry, that means it's working good. And so the man goes walking off into the woods, comes back down to the village, comes up, and as he's walking through the village, people are staring at him. He says, hey, this is working pretty good. Everybody's staring at me. But what he doesn't see when he walks past is they're waving their hands in front of their faces like, what's that smell? Gosh, what's he doing? And he gets closer into town, and he comes across and sees that pretty girl off in the distance. And she's sitting there with her mom and her dad, and he starts walking, making a beeline straight for her. And as he's walking towards her, you see the look on her mother and father's face. What's coming over here? They're looking around, trying to figure out, like, something died. Is it moving towards us? And finally, the pretty girl starts to pinch her nose and says, it's him. And waves her hand. And before he can get too close to her to say, I love you, I want you to be my wife, she runs off. And the mom and dad just shake their hand, no, no, no. And he turns around and sees everybody's faces like, oh, God, something dead walks through here. They're waving their hands. So he runs off into the woods and takes that necklace off his neck and throws it in the woods. That stinks. I don't know, that didn't work at all. And he runs off. He tells that medicine man, your medicine doesn't work. Leaves. Medicine man said, it worked when I was younger. And his wife's sister, now the old, says, well, maybe you made it too strong. You can't smell too well anymore. He walks off. Which is like, you know, your young man's going out first time and going out and trying to attract young girls' attention. They put on too much clothes. The same thing. Oh, my gosh. What's walking through here? You're putting too much on. That's the same reason there. So he walks off. Says, there's another medicine man in another town. I'll go talk to him. So he walks off so many miles, comes to another town, walks in, starts to talk to that medicine man. The medicine man says, I've got something for you. Here. Works. Does his magic. Says, here you go. Put this in your hair. So he puts it in his hair. And he says, ooh, this does smell good. And it smells really sweet. Says, I like this. Says, run. Go get that girl now. So the young man runs, leaves that town, runs all the way back to the other town. He comes in. Huffing and breathing, stroking his hair. And as he goes walking through the village, everybody starts to go, well, something smells good. And they see him, and he's kind of smiling. He's waving as he's walking through, and he sees and makes a beeline straight for that girl again. And she looks at him and says, what's that smell? He says, that's me. And he starts to stroke his long hair. But what he doesn't realize is, as he's stroking his long hair, she also says, what's that sound? And everybody's looking up in the sky, and they can hear it. And it's all these bees who'd followed him like this giant flower, and they all land on his head, and he's like, ah, and she's screaming too, and he goes running off and dies in the water to make the bees leave, and washes all that medicine out of his hair, comes out on the river, goes back to that man, said, there's medicine, doesn't work, it's no good, the bees came, look, I got stings on my face. And he walks off. He goes back home, and he's just crying. Nobody's helping him. So he's sitting there outside in the woods. He says, I should just leave, go some out of town, just forget about her and never see her again. But his heart wants her so bad. And while he's sitting there and he's crying, he hears this sound go, psst. And he looks around and he can't see anybody. He says, psst. And he looks down. And there's a mole. The mole's sitting outside. He says, hey, I hear you're looking for that pretty girl. You want her as your wife? He says, yes. He says, I know medicine. I have the best love potion in the world. And the young man says, you're just a mole. I don't know how much medicine do you know. He says, I have all this knowledge. Nobody knows because I'm kind of quiet. I hang out down here in the ground, and nobody really bothers me. But I have all this knowledge. He says, I'll help you. And the mole says, I know where I can get you some good medicine. And so the man says, well, what do you want in return? He says, I want you to tell everybody I'm the best medicine person in the world. And then everybody will come to me. And then I don't have to hide around out in these woods and around by the logs and stuff. I can stay out here in the sun. I like being out in the sun. And so the man says, okay, I can do that. What's this medicine? The mole says, come back tonight, about midnight. Come see me. I got to work all day on this medicine. He says, okay. So the young man goes home. He's excited. Can hardly sleep. At the end of the evening, the sun's gone down, the moon's up in the sky, and it's midnight. He goes walking back. Same spot where he was. And he finds that mole. The mole's built a fire. He's got all these potions sitting there, stirring it. The young man says, what am I going to do with that? Do I got to put it on my body? Do I got to wear it around my neck? He says, no. You have to drink it. And he goes, oh, okay. This is something new. So mole gives him the drink, and he drinks it. And when he swallows it, he says, I feel funny. He says, it's starting to work on you. He looks around and says, the rocks are getting bigger. The trees are getting taller. Everything's getting huge. And the mole says, no, you're getting smaller. And the man realizes that now everything on him is starting to get small with him. And he gets as small as that mole. The mole says, okay, good. Let's go. Show me where that girl is. And so they go back into the town. And by then, it's really late at night. Everybody's asleep. So they go right to our girl's house. And they go inside. And they see the girl, she's sleeping. And the mole says, here's the next part of this medicine. Takes a pouch and opens it up. Says, here, open up this bag. So opens up the pouch. And while the man's looking at the mole and says, what am I going to do with this pouch? He says, just wait, just one second. The mole drinks something. And while the man's looking at the mole starts to look like smoke and turns into vapor. It goes through that girl's nose and breathes that mole inside her. And the man's sitting there and he's waiting, trying to figure out what's going on. And then all of a sudden, he sees that shape of that smoke come out of that girl's chest. It comes back and lands. And when a shape turns back into a mole, it's got that girl's heart and it's beating. And the man says, "What'd you do? You took her heart out. She's going to die." He says, No. Her heart's still alive. Shh, you're going to wake her up." Hmm. Puts that heart inside that pouch, closes it up. Says, "Come on." And so they leave. Young man's worried that she's going to die, but whilst he's watching her, she's sleeping and she's stirring and she can hear her snore and says, "Okay, she's still alive." They get all the way back out to where the mole lives. The mole says, "Here, drink this." And drinks this potion again. And the guy gets bigger and bigger and bigger and he feels fine. He says, "Okay." He says, "You're back to your normal height. You now have that girl's heart. It's inside that pouch. Wear it around your neck. When she wakes up the next morning, she'll find you. She'll look for you and she'll never want to leave your side." And so the mole says, "Remember, tell everybody I'm the best medicine person in the world. I get to stay out in the sun now." And the young man says, I will. And so he's excited. He goes home. He sleeps. He wakes up the next morning. He starts walking through the town. And as he's walking around through the town, he's watching. That girl comes out of her house. And the mother and father say, "What's wrong?" And she says, I've lost something. It's something that's important. It's a hole. There's something missing." Hmm. And when she sees that young man, she says, "It's him. I want to stay with him. I'm going to marry him," and runs right towards him. Throws her arms around and says, "I don't know why, but I just want to stay right by your side forever." And he's so happy, his face is beaming. And both the mother and the father go walking, "Are you sure?" And this is the one that was walking through with the hair and smelling and this and that and bringing squirrels. He says, "This is the one I love. I'm going to marry this man." And so they say, "Okay." And so they've decided we're going to have a wedding. Everybody's gathered for the wedding. He's happy. And so he begins to tell his story. He says, "How did you get this beautiful girl? She just stares at you, wants to be by your side all the time." All his friends are sitting there talking. And all the other men who were trying to get, and even the medicine man who were come from the other towns were sitting there listening. He says, "It was the mole. The mole gave me a love potion. The mole is the best medicine person in the world. Anybody wants the medicine, you go see the mole." All the medicine men look at each other and says, "There goes our business. He's going to take it all away." And so they get sticks and stones and they go running out and they find that mole and they start swinging at him. The mole's running. And he's trying to get away. They're trying to beat him down. And he dies on the ground and he digs and they keep beating on the ground and he crawls away and disappears. And this day, that mole still hides underneath the ground, won't come up at all. He still tries to come up and he still wants to come up and see everybody because he still has the best medicine in the world. But now when he comes up, you'll be sitting there and you're driving, but now you got a lawnmower and go by and the mole's still trying to hide underneath your lawnmowers because he still thinks the men are out there trying to cut him down and beat him up because he's the best love potion maker in the world.
Jelugi unoya lisa uga wiyu jeli kohi gesa ulo sona gesesi wida gigi jani lia liswa diski nigesan daya gia na hidega doa I kejia na duna do.
That's it from the program, and thank you so much for joining me today to listen to the Cherokee Voices and Cherokee Sounds that's being brought to you by the Cherokee Nation. My name is Dennis Sixkiller, and I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day this coming week. Maybe take your sweetheart out to eat, give her chocolates, and etc. I know a lot of people do get married on Valentine's Day, and if you're one of them, I want to congratulate you on your anniversary. However many years you've been married. And I know most of us, if not all of us, are looking forward to the springtime, warmer weather and such. But you know what? We've been getting some warm weather, haven't we? Then it gets cold, warm, cold. You know the story. It's like a roller coaster ride around here, isn't it? Well, that's why a lot of people are getting sinus infections and all that kind of stuff, you know, because the weather's not staying the same from day to day, is it? But hopefully it'll warm up before too long. I hope Groundhog was right. Early spring. I guess we'll see, huh? And I do hope you and your family are doing well, and that you're able to enjoy the warm weather when it comes around. And as I mentioned about a week or two ago, if you have anything going on within your community, then I will gladly announce it here on the program. But please try to make it about at least a week to 10 days or so ahead of time, so you can have plenty of time to get it and then announce it before the actual event. And call me sometimes and let me know what you think about the program. And also, if you heard a song you want to hear again, call me and let me know, and I'll sure play it for you. Or you might have heard a story that you like, and I'll play that again as well if you call and tell me. Here are the numbers. First one's always toll-free nationwide, 1-800-256-0671. My direct number is 918-453-5433. And the number to the tribal headquarters here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma is 918-453-5000. And until next week, please take care of yourself. Nos altos codín, y dice like Clegg, y de ligo husco, y de ligo husco, lenigón, y sadasna cohi doyu, y de lieli se hosen de ghost, y sadas dijo, de la canega, alenta la dinorca, de la gaitle, y dios alenta, mos, sudal dije daudon, y garden, se si tis canales, and nis gaspo ginega, se tiki dios, eh? Saying it, you say, huh? You love, you get see the arty. Come on, you just got the canoe, Heska. Call your neck again, you say, hey. Neither I see these log. Squid, you did your hoos, see that you did yes, good and daddy, huh? Pray go off in the gorilla, you get yes, key, these log. I say no. Scoon, you got these log, dog, huh? I say no. Scoon, you got stairs, test, lately. These are nasty, I say. Dog, test. Yo yes, gle wo y dedo, si no, y di dasle, toca. Dices, dices, si está yo, si no, y yet, sonny. Chati. Hace no que se si, dices, dos as, anda la gale, no da slow at the end. A gay, seven yearling and then, sago, ne lechk, tall, his, sudal, canigida, sudal, a cork, sago, anna de gilos, tante, you, to go look, so ne sago, chanel. Nuck his ton, his nuck ton ton. On it till I get it, the licky, ooze another nail, so near saw with a nail, nuck his ton, his giggy alley. A sanity, the diga galenaid, go to yon of the deest. Go who, he dees quiet, Scott Duke, dead the dog lesser, do lost the leg, did he la wig, this can all sail, did he do it, did he know the other hand, did he know the leg. I said, son of the worst, score let you serve the guy, the skin or say, he didn't know the leg or hun. Yet the ha henna, decent or did the antisco, I said, or near guess so. I said, no ski yes, did the yard her the husk. The guy, the skin or safety, go who she disco lay. Getting unhasty. The guy, dear youth, na, decest, the death of us killer, deed stort, and not a snorty to do lay. Can, eat the league owner. Take it out, you say, stay. You too, you know. You got say, stick a lick, stay. Send those washing. What don't?